Welcome to the Sunday Soother, a podcast, newsletter, and community about authentic living and compassionate personal development. I'm your host, Catherine Andrews, a life coach, online teacher, and writer focused on self-reflection, mindfulness, and how to create meaning in our everyday lives in practical ways. Join me weekly for conversations about personal growth, spirituality, self-discovery, and self-care, and how we can navigate this messy world with hope and humanity. Hey, everybody, it's Catherine, and welcome back to the Sunday Soother. Happy New Year. Happy early January. I hope the new year is unfolding slowly and nourishingly for you. I had so many ideas on my heart to talk about today, and none of them felt quite right. I don't think I'm 100% back in the rhythm of creating podcasts after taking a couple of weeks off in January, or rather in December. December, January, February, you know, they feel like very slow months to me energetically. I know, you know, a lot of us like to start the new year with fresh goals and resolutions, and I can be about that too, but I really don't feel like I really get going in a year until March or April. And so I was feeling a little stale, a little stuck on podcast ideas. I sketched out ideas on 9 ways to clear your energy as a highly sensitive person. I started to sketch out notes on the podcast about the process of purchasing this house and what that looked like financially for me and magically in a manifestation way for me as well. I thought about doing a podcast, and I definitely will do all of these podcasts. They just are going to flow through me whenever they want to flow through me. But a podcast on the topic of the existential despair of potential perfection, which is like when you can see like how perfect a thing or a situation or a person or something could be. And your mind can't stop thinking about ways to make it more perfect and improve it rather than being able to be with the imperfectness of the present moment and how that can actually be a pretty painful process. So lots of thoughts flowing, but none of them really came through today. And so what I thought I would just record was a very brief message about the reminder of allowing yourself the passage of time. You know, as I get older and quote unquote, hopefully wiser, I notice patterns about myself that then give me a lot of comfort because I am understanding how I work and that everything is happening in the right timing. And I can trust that if it happened this way the past few times, it's probably going to happen that way the next time. And so I can follow that process. And something that this has really come up for me around is cycles of time in goals and shifts in my life. And I was looking back, a lot has shifted for me in the last 3 or 4 years. I left my job, I started a relationship, I started my coaching business, I purchased a house. And none of those changes, not one of them was shorter than 2 or 2.5 years from the first iteration in my mind of it. So we're in such a society that prioritizes urgency and efficiency. I have read that one of the cultural tenets of white supremacy is urgency. And so we can be disappointed when change doesn't happen quickly, whatever quickly means for us. Maybe sometimes it means a few weeks, maybe sometimes it means a few months, maybe sometimes it means within 1 year. But everything that I thought about doing in my life that was a huge shift for me, that was a true desire to fall in love, to leave the corporate world and start my business, to purchase my dream nature witch cottage, all took me between 2 and 3 years from the first time I had the inkling that I was ready to and wanted to do those things till their actual manifestation. I thought about becoming a life coach for 2 years, really. I did a lot of clearing work and went through about 2 years of unsuccessful relationships to get into my current successful relationship. I started thinking about moving more out to a rural area and into a house that was closer to nature in fall of 2019. And here we are in winter of 2023, and it's just happened. And I guess I just want to have this podcast today for you to remind you, especially at a time of year when we think change should be happening in a really rapid manner, that most change, it really does take a significant amount of time, years probably, and that there's nothing wrong with that. It's only in our minds that we think it should be faster where our suffering comes from, the attachment to the timeline, right? So, but I don't think we talk about this enough, that like a lot of these change processes are ultimately years in the making. So I wanted to give you a few examples of those. My love life, my career, and entrepreneurship, and my home purchasing were all between 2 and 3 years in the making. And now I'm a couple other things too. I really set an intention a couple of years ago to develop deeper female friendships, and I was disappointed when it didn't really seem to come to fruition the first year, and not really the second year. And this year, it's starting to happen a little bit more, and that's exciting. Now I'm thinking ahead to other parts of my job. I mean, I've wanted to write a book forever. That's definitely been plus 2 years in the making. Though I have to say, I haven't really taken any concrete moves to it. I just kind of think about it. So that's something that will take its time. You know, I'm thinking about, and I will launch a coaching membership. And actually, if you're interested in giving me input about what you would like this coaching membership to look like, if you're interested in participating in something like that, you can take a survey that I'll link in the show notes. But I've been thinking about the coaching membership for probably about 18 months or so, and only now am I starting to make moves. So I was thinking about this too, because I got a Voxer from a one-on-one client today who had a little bit of a rough start in the first week of the year, and she was already so disappointed and so hard on herself. And I had to remind her that change does not happen just because the date switches, and it certainly doesn't happen within the span of a week just because a new year has started and you have new resolutions or new intentions. Most of my clients don't see significant change in their lives for 6 to 12 months as well. Some stuff can immediately change, but the most often thing I see is that the first 6 months ends up being a lot of internal work, and it's the 6 to 12 and 12 to 18 month period, if we're working together that long, where the bigger shifts truly happen. So there's a lot of work, a lot of change that's happening at the root level, and it's underground and you can't necessarily see it. And that change is totally necessary for the desires that you have in the world. So give yourself space. Keep going. I was thinking about this also the other day because I was reading about an astrological cycle of that Pluto has been in Capricorn for 15 fucking years and it's just about to leave. And that has been a 15-year cycle for me. And Pluto is the planet of destruction and rebirth. And I can tell you that that has absolutely been the story of the past 15 years for me. In many ways, it's been a very painful 15 years, though I'm absolutely lucky and a lot of stuff has been great in those 15 years. But like the identity deaths, rebirths, pain that I've gone through, my first big breakup that happened when I was just before I was 27 was at the start of this Pluto cycle. And now it's wrapping up when I'm 42, 43. 15 years. And yet it was still worth it to go through that and come out on the other side of it. And there is just nothing that won't happen unless you quit. You cannot predict the timeline. And I know that's unfortunate. I know that it's a struggle. I know we want things to change more quickly. And then at the same time, if you keep nourishing those desires like they're little seeds, if you keep giving them the right water, the right soil, the right sunshine, the next right attention, and you're not like screaming at them to grow, but you're rather trusting that they will grow in their own divine timing, there's nothing that can stop them. They will unfold for you. So just wanted to send that little message of hope and remembrance today as we, you know, melt into 2023 and into this new year. Allow it to be a slow unfolding. Allow it to be a slow start. I certainly am. I'm not kind of, you know, cracking the whip on anything yet. And I probably won't be until spring or who knows when. Slowness is really something that has been serving me lately. And so take your time with whatever is unfolding in your life and it will blossom. All in the right time, even if we can't see what that right time is. So sending you lots of love and support. And I hope this short but sweet podcast gave you a little bit of hope today. Sending all my love. That's it for this week's Sunday Soother. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have a moment, go on over to iTunes and leave me a 5-star review. That's how other people find this podcast and the message of hope and compassionate personal growth I'm hoping to spread to many more people just like you. You can find me on Instagram at Katherine Andrews and find out more about The Sunday Soother at thesundaysoother.com. You can also check out my services, courses, and coaching at katherinedandrews.com. Have a great day ahead.